morning we're studying Chayyotim Klan and Dalit. In Klan and Dalit, the Chayyotim deals with the halachos of the bracha Borei Mei Mizonos. So the bracha Borei Mei Mizonos is connected to the five species of grain. The five species of grain are wheat and barley. Chita and Sa'ara is mentioned in the Torah. And Chazal came along and pointed out that spelt is considered a min chita. Spelt is connected to wheat, and rye and oats are connected to barley. So really, we look at the five species of grain as being connected to the two which are mentioned in the Torah in conjunction with the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So really, these two become five. What's unique about these five species is that they are able to, besides being included in the Pasuk of Eretz Chita V'Sa'ara, so that's one level is that they can of Chashivas, they can become Chametz, they can rise, whereas Chazal say, although the Minim do not have real Chimutz, do not have a real fermentation process, they have something which is known as Sirchon, where things which tend to, as they deteriorate, they tend to give off carbon dioxide as well, and rise. That's why something which is rotting, it can be puffed up. It's not true fermentation, as Chazal understand it, not true chimutz. So they have these two elements unique to them. But in conjunction with the fact that they are considered part of the five species are really considered part of the two species of grain, which are the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, therefore Chazal gave them their own bracha. So now when we talk about the bracha of these items, the wheat, really there are actually five different stages or five different scenarios where this bracha, we can make a bracha on the grains. The grain, as it comes out of the ground, and it's fully intact still, it has not been ground into flour and made into other items, is Repi Adoma. It's still considered, it doesn't have a chashivas to it. People in general don't use find the chashivas of wheat and those things as they eat them as kernels. But since it is something which is done, people will roast them sometimes, eat them straight. So the bracha, the proper bracha is Repi Adoma. When you grind them into flour, and the person will eat it as such, so it's no longer recognizable in the original state. So that was one of the criteria to be able to say the appropriate bracha of Repi Yoyetz and Repi Adoma, that it has to be recognizable. You've changed it. So it's left its state of being Repi Adoma, but you can't call it Minei Mezonos yet because nobody uses it as a Mezonos in that stage. So therefore the bracha on flour is Shehakol. Now, some Achronim say that on totally ground flour, which is generally not eaten at all, there'd be no bracha at all. If you grind it into coarse flour where it could still be eaten like that, then the bracha is shahakol. Okay? Now, afterwards you make it into some type of a food, so the bracha upgrades to Borei Mei Mizonos. If you make it into bread, the bracha upgrades into hamotzi. We're going to divide these two types of mezonos into two groups. There are bread-like mezonos, that things which are made in a fairly similar way to bread, but since they're not made in a way that people would normally use them as the mainstay of a meal, they're more made to be for snack purposes, etc. Therefore, the bracha does not upgrade into hamotzi, but the bracha becomes Borei Mei Mizonos. But those items, because they have a consistency similar to bread, and they're similar to bread, if a person would eat a large amount of them and use it similar to the way he uses bread, so then the bracha will upgrade to hamotzi. However, a person makes either baking or cooking, uses the grains to make a porridge, or even uses flour to make something which does not have a bread-like consistency, so then the bracha is mezonos, irregardless of the amount that a person eats. So that which you say that a person eats a large amount of mezonos, the bracha becomes hamotzi. That's only items which are bread-like to start with. So, person with a picture a cake or something of that sort. It has elements which are similar to bread. A person eats a large amount, so that becomes, it's functioning similar to bread at that point in time, and the bracha, therefore, is going to be hamotzi. A person eats a large amount of a bowl of oatmeal. There's no connection between a bowl of oatmeal and oat bread. Very different type of consistency, texture, etc. So, therefore, the bracha remains mezonos no matter how much a person would eat. So we end up with five different categories, or actually possibly six. We have a bracha, the bracha adam at the beginning. A person makes it into very fine flour where there's no bracha at all. A person makes it into coarse flour where the bracha is adama. A person cooks it, the bracha is mezonos. The person bakes it in a bread-like form, the bracha is mezonos, but if a person eats a large amount, the bracha is hamotzi. If a person makes it into bread, the bracha is hamotzi. So that will give us an introduction of what the Chayyim is going to be speaking about, Mr. Hashem, clarifying in the upcoming klal. And meanwhile, have a good day.